The Mike Hosking Breakfast
with BNZ.
It is 8 minutes away from 8, so Prince Harry's got himself into the headlines. During an interview with Newsweek, he claimed no one in the royal family wants to be king or queen. So what does he mean by that? Is he being literal? Or is he referring to the weight of duty? Either way, it's got front page coverage. Of course, royal commentator Dickie Arbit is with us. Dickie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
What do you think he meant?
I think somewhere along the line, the message got muddied and he probably got a little confused. I think what he was getting at is that nobody, quite frankly, in their right mind, if I asked you, do you want to be king, you'd probably say no. Mm. If I asked a lady, do you want to be queen, they'd say no as well, because who wants to live in a goldfish bowl? What he's referring to is that nobody in their right mind would want to do the job because of that, and because of loss of privacy, loss of freedom. But given that, you know, his father and his brother are one day going to be kings, they are born into it, but nobody actually would want to do it voluntarily.
Do you think people understand that, or is he going to be in a spot of bother for this?
And I'm not sure he's going to be in a spot of bother, and I think people will have to think long and hard, you know, what exactly did he mean by it? And you know, there are those who will think, well, yeah, he's probably got a point that nobody would want to do the job unless you're born into it, like his dad and his brother and the Queen before them. But there are those who won't be able to interpret it. It'll probably sort of add fuel to the fire to the Republican movement, saying, well, if they don't want to do it, why do we bother? Well, I think at the end of the day, sensible people will think about it and say, well, maybe that's what he meant.
He is, of course, lucky, given he knows full well he's never going to be king and he can live the life of Riley, really. And he seems like a lovely bloke, doesn't he, apart from anything else?
He is good. He's very good at his job. He's very good at raising the profile, particularly of disabled service personnel, and what he's done with the Invictus Games. It's actually put these guys on the map, that they are not forgotten heroes. There are guys who can actually do a job. They're fully capable, and they achieve on in the area of sport. So he is very good. He's very committed. It's very committed to Centre Bali in Lesotho, which is an orphanage for kids born of AIDS parents. So what he's doing, he's incredibly committed. He has said that he's not going to take on hundreds of charities like his grandmother, because, quite frankly, when royals take on a charity, they want to be able to devote time to it. Pretty much like Diana, his mother did. She didn't have a lot of charities, but what charities she did have, she devoted time and energy. And Harry and William want to do exactly the same. So, you know, at the end of the day, yeah, he is a good guy and people like him.
Speaking of Diana, those tapes that have been out in the last couple of weeks, they're getting a lot of coverage here, a lot of coverage in Australia and also in Britain. What do people make of those?
I'm not terribly sure people make a lot of it. You know, they have read it. They read the book 20 years ago, and these tapes really are the sort of the original version of the book. There's a new generation around that don't know anything about Diana. You talk of Princess Diana, they say, Diana who? So you have to explain who she was, and William and Harry do that as well. But people are taking it in their stride. They made a splash in the newspapers. They made a splash in a few other newspapers in terms of headlines. But, you know, it's the 20th anniversary of the death of Diana, Princess of Wales. So a lot of people will come out of the woodwork and make capital of it.
And Prince Philip's out of hospital. I take it he's all right.
Prince Philip is out of hospital. Yes, you know, given that he's 96 and he's probably sort of had a recurring infection, it was better being safer than sorry and take him into hospital for observation. But he's out. He's back at Windsor. I'm not terribly sure he'll make an appearance at Ascot, but given the man and the way he thinks, he might well feel, well, come tomorrow, he might feel like it, it might go. But I doubt it. I think he's going to rest up. He's probably a bit of a shock to the system, age 96, that he's going to rest up and get on the road when he has to.
And who can blame him? Dickie, always good to catch up. Dickie Arbiter, royal commentator out of London this morning.